This is the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church, Sunday, August 28, 1983.
This particular scripture, because I think it fits in some cases, especially me, and especially, and it's got a lot of them talking here. It's Romans chapter 13, verses 10 to 14 inclusive. And since these verses apply especially to some of us older people, which have been here quite a while, and it makes us wonder, even in a hymn that we just got to say, we'll work till Jesus comes. And sometimes that we get up where we get toddly and not able to walk much and sleep much, that we just wonder sometimes that how much longer we can go. But God, I guess, has got to use for us, hold us on here, because I'm thanking very much for the long years He has allowed me to be here. Romans 13, verses 10 to 14. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time, that now is the time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. Well, that's my years is far spent, of course. The night is far spent. Day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Let's go in prayer, please. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this day, the Sabbath day, We thank you, but we have love in our heart that we can assemble here today in this Lord's house. We pray that the sick and afflicted, especially the ones that's lost, we pray there should be one here today in this house that will accept thee, for life is too late. Life is so short and uncertain. We are living this life one day at a time. And how sweet it is if we can accept the Lord Jesus Christ and show our love with the Son going to the cross and dying for our sin, and have our name placed upon the Lamb's Book of Life, where there be no age, no sickness, no tears to shed. We pray the ones that lost loved ones, and pray that we give them strength to use our will through their days. We pray the sick and afflicted around about us. We pray for our relatives that needs to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the ones that's in the hospital, the ones in nursing homes. We pray for the leaders of our country. We pray that we call on thee for leadership and guidance, which we have so much strive to this world. We pray that any visitor that receives a special message to be in the Lord's house today, go with us through the remainder of this service. Forgive us for we have failed. In Christ's name we ask you. Amen.
Stand.
And kind of follow this. You know, there's really a message in this song. It's 336. And this is a real message, and our all should be on the altar if it's not. You cannot have rest. I'll be perfect.
Days, maybe next Sunday we'll have Mrs. Lane and Mrs. Johnson maybe sing us a duet. Why don't y'all get together and bring us a duet next Sunday, Mrs. Lane, you and Mrs. Johnson. We have talent all over the place here, and I'm glad we discovered Mrs. Lane. I knew she could sing, as you've heard her many times up here in the choir. And we appreciate this song. I trust your all is on the altar of sacrifice. Jesus said that he that would seek to save his life shall lose it. And there are many people, many men and women, boys and girls, who are losing their life because they're seeking to save their life. Jesus said we need to seek to lose our life for his sake in the Gospels. And that's where we find it. Sounds like a contradiction, but it's true. It is losing our lives that we save our lives. Lose your life in the Lord, following Him. What time is it? We're going to speak on that today. Physically speaking, it's about 25 till 12. On this day, August 28th, 1983. Spiritually, we're going to look at especially two passages of Scripture today. One that Brother Sutton read and also another one or two. As we look into the Bible and see what the Bible says about time. You know, it seems like time is passing by all so swiftly. It's getting away from us. And we had better try to do the way the Bible says. Redeem the time. We need to pack into every day all that we can. The Bible has a lot to say about time. You know what? Someday time is going to run out. We're going to look at the verse in just a moment in the book of Revelation. Time is going to cease to be. Time is going to run out. Time is short, the Bible says. In Romans 13, 10 through 14, these verses were addressed to Christians. And we're going to look at these, the last thing in our message today. But we want to take verse 11 as our key verse, our theme verse this morning, written to those who are saved. Romans 13:11 says, "And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." We're going to look today to the Lord in prayer again. I'd like to mention a few prayer requests. First of all, we do want to continue to pray for Ms. Hoskins, Lola, as she probably gets to come home this Tuesday. Continue to look to the Lord for in her behalf. I also want to continue to pray for Janetta's mom, Brother Arthur Combs, my mother. She ate better yesterday than she had in a long time. Her appetite, she just hadn't had an appetite. My mom only weighs 70 pounds now, and she used to weigh up to close to 180 pounds at one time. But my mom knows the Lord. Janetta's mother is a Christian, and Lola is a Christian. And Brother Arthur Combs, these we've mentioned are Christians. And the Lord can be very precious to us, even in the valleys of sickness and trouble and heart. We want to pray also for Brother Combs, his wife, back over in the nursing home. She got back there this week past. Brother Gisland's wife, Ms. Maud Barker. Brother Jerry's dad, let's continue to lift him up in prayer. And also Mrs. Beck and Brother Murray Caldwell, Willie Davis. This is Jess and Rick and Donna's grandpa. Brother John Talby is not doing well at all right now. We certainly need to pray for him. Brother John Talby and his wife Lucy. Brother Flincham's mom. The next two names on in our bulletin are members of Big Creek Baptist Church, Bell Perkins and Brother Lafer Giles. Don Combs. Remember, Brother Tom Watts, his nephew, I guess that's where he is today, isn't it? Let's continue to pray for this young fella. Also, Ms. McCullum, we're glad she's with us today. And the Lord brought her through a trying time. She had a bad fall not long ago and stayed in the hospital a while. God certainly answered prayer in her behalf. Let's look to the Lord again in a word of prayer. Father, we're thankful today for each of these names that we have mentioned. We just ask your blessing, Lord, upon each one. We pray, Lord, today that you give us attentive hearts as we listen to your word. We thank thee for your precious word, Lord, today. And may your word fall on hearts that are prepared for it. Help us, Lord, to see precious souls drawn to thee, even this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, in Revelation chapter 10 and verses 5 and 6, "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever that there should be time no longer." Did you know what? The most of our time is going to be spent in eternity. And we need to prepare for eternity. You're going somewhere. As I've said many times, there was a time when you were not. But there will never be a time when you will not be. You'll never, never burn up if you go to hell. You'll be there forever. And there's no getting out. And I trust you'll listen today with both ears, with your heart. There's going to be time no longer someday. Right now we're on time. A fellow was fixing to go into eternity and he gave his watch to someone. And he said this, "Where I am going, I won't need this." He was on his way to be with the Lord.
time is not going to be any longer someday. An ad on TV that will be coming on in just a few weeks, no doubt, on the Xerox antifreeze. It says this, guaranteed not to run out on you. But my friend, someday time is going to run out. We are not going to be here always. I was up on the cemetery where my dad is buried yesterday. We were up there for service. And since we were up there last year, they built a road up there. It's a one-lane road. I think it beats walking about a mile and a half, almost every step uphill. There are 15 or so graves up there. Time has run out on all of those that are buried up there. My dad, my grandma and grandpa, my uncle, cousin, all those people up there, time ceased to be. I graduated from grade school with one of those boys that's buried up on that hill. And he said to me, between their graduation and high school, he said, I am not going to go to high school. I'm not going. And you know he did. In a sense, I guess, I gave him the measles. And I didn't mean to. I certainly didn't. I had the measles twice. But I gave Buford Caldwell the measles. And I don't know if this spurred on a brain tumor or what, but he died before high school started that year. My friend, time is going to run out. It's going to run out. And we need to prepare ourselves for those trillions and trillions and trillions of years that lie ahead, where we won't need a watch. We're going somewhere. Gordon Fugit was a fellow at Napier High School. When I was teaching there, he was a slim fellow. But you know, between his, I guess, junior year and senior year at Napier, he was off out in Ohio or somewhere coming home. And Gordon Fugit did not make it back to Napier High School that year. He was about 6'7". I went to his funeral, buried in a Napier jacket. Time ran out. He had many plans. The principal and I went to his home and talked with his mom. Gordon had received a letter from Adolph Rupp. He put on a lot of weight. Who knows what he would have done in basketball that year. But time ran out. It ran out. I want to first of all speak a word to those of you that are not Christians yet. The Bible says in the Old Testament, Hosea 10:12, for it is time to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. Isaiah 55:1 says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. He that hath no money, come, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. A Sunday school teacher asked her class one day, how could you buy anything without money? And a little girl spoke up and said, you could charge it. And you know what? In a sense, that is what we do. We take all of our sins through faith in His blood, and they're charged to the Lord's account. He washes them away. And I'm glad today that we can come to the Lord and partake of the fountain of living water freely. It doesn't cost a sin. It's a gift. It's a gift. In the 6th and 7th verses of Isaiah 55, it says, "To seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." He'll pardon you of all your sins as you come to him. A lady called me on the phone one time down here at the hospital and wanted me to come by and talk to some of her loved ones. And I said, "I'll be up in a little while. I have to go to the Ingram Funeral Home anyway tonight. But you know, if I had that day to live over again, I would have gone right then. Because when I walked in to that door, in that fellow's room, he was in a coma. And I talked to Rudy Aikman. Many of you knew him. I talked to him just as if he heard every word I said. And I said to him, if you are putting your faith and trust in the Lord, would you squeeze my hand? And I felt the pressure of his hand on mine. Friend, time is going to run out. I stopped back by the hospital after visiting the funeral home, and Rudy Aikman had gone. He's gone. We're going somewhere. It is time to seek the Lord. What time is it? It's time to seek the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Every one of us here today are going somewhere. We're on a journey. The Bible says, "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Light. There's a lot been happening in Prairie County recently. I don't need to tell you that. You've been listening to the news. The times are evil. The Bible says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And it's not going to get any easier to trust the Lord. Every time we say no to Jesus, the next time it's going to be a little easier to say no and a little harder to say yes. It's time to seek the Lord. The Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." You know what Joshua said on his deathbed, his last speech to the children of Israel? He said, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve." I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. Every one of us here today are serving someone or something. Some people worship themselves. Everyone is serving someone. And I wonder who we're serving today. Joshua said to choose today whom he will serve. And he knew his time was short. He knew whose side he was on because he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." It's time to seek the Lord. What time is it? We're going to spend the last few moments here in the Romans 13 that Brother Sutton read for us. It says in the 11th verse there, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation," Christians, "for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." I want to read the Living Bible translation on this verse. "Another reason for right living is this. You know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for the coming of the Lord is nearer than when we first believed." That's the Living Bible translation of Romans 13:11. That's what this verse means. We were saved, We are saved and we will be saved. Past, present, future. If you're a Christian today, you were saved, you are saved, you will be. And friends, our salvation, the final redemption of our bodies, is going to take place someday, maybe soon. Our salvation is nearer than when we first trusted the Lord. Our full realization of our salvation is nearer than when we believed. Paul said to the Roman church, the night is far spent. I don't need to tell you that. The night is far spent. Some people believe that it's about 11:30 as far as God's time is concerned. Time is running out on this old world. The Bible says to Christians in Hebrews 2:3, how shall we escape if we neglect? Notice it's written to Christians. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? We can neglect working out of our lives what the Lord has worked in. We're not saved by works. And good works don't keep us saved. We're saved by grace through faith, but we are recognized in the eyes of the world as a Christian by the works that we do. That's why Paul wrote in Ephesians 2:10. It says we are His workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I told him Wednesday night about a fellow that was at the picnic this past Monday. Many of you know Gertrude McLarnus. Her big, tall husband, Dan, walked in the door up there at Montgomery Baptist Church. And I wondered to myself, what is he doing here? You know, when I knew him, when I was pastor at Hardburley, he wasn't a Christian. But Dan McLarnus, out of his own mouth, said to me, I decided to turn my life over to the Lord. I'm a Christian now. He's a member of Petrie Memorial Baptist Church. He knows the Lord. He said, used to be I was afraid of everything. Now I'm not afraid of anything. The Lord is in his life. And you could tell it that he was saved on the road to heaven. His family means a lot to me. His oldest boy, I performed the marriage ceremony for him and his wife. First marriage I ever performed. His younger son is the first person I ever met. You can see why the McLarnus family means a lot to me. Danny teaches school at Napier High School. Dan woke up back in May when Brother Glenn Moe was preaching in revival service, Brother Arch Everidge's son-in-law. And Dan came to know the Lord. Been a Christian a few months. The Bible says that Jesus is coming. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Right here in two of these verses, we have three heads of lettuce that won't wilt. It says to let us cast off, let us put on. And the 13th verse says, let us walk honestly as in the day. This is written to Christians. The night is far spent. If you and I are going to be a witness for the Lord, it should be now. It should be soon if we're going to be a witness for Him. need to be a light in a dark place. Paul said, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh and no man can work. And the night of our existence here on this earth is far spent. The day is at hand. You know what? There's a day coming like we have never seen. My brother George preached down at Nice Memorial, as I told you last Sunday. And there was a little 11-year-old girl sang for them Friday night. Like I've never heard a little girl like that sing before. She has made a record already when she was about 10 years old. And one of the songs on that record is, in fact, the name of the album is What a Day That Will Be. I tell you what a day that's going to be. The night may get dark that we're living in right now. The days may seem to be awful long. But I tell you, friends, we've got a lot to look forward to. We have heaven to look forward to. And we have many wonderful blessings here on this life, here in this life as well. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. We ought to stand to sing our song of invitation that says, only trust Him. And if you have never trusted Him with all your being, today is the day. Today is the day. This could be the last message I'll ever give. This could be the last sermon that some of you could ever hear. The time is short. The day is at hand. Cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Walk honestly as in the day. Only trust Him. Page 212. If you're here and lost, if you're here as a Christian and need to make some type of decision, there's no better time than this day, the day that we're living in, to decide for the Lord. Let's stand as we sing. Stanza, the last word of the chorus is now. The devil does not care how many plans we have to witness, just so they are for tomorrow. Tomorrow. The devil doesn't care how long you put off salvation, just so it's tomorrow. Some other day. There was a fellow told Paul one time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. Another fellow said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. Almost but lost. There's going to be families separated in heaven. The wife may be a Christian, the dad unsaved. Friends, I believe heaven's going to be heaven if only one member of the family gets there. But how much better it would be if the family circle could be intact in heaven. Everybody around rejoicing. It's going to be a wonderful time for those who get there. Are you ready? If Jesus came back today, would you fly away with Him? You can. Let's sing the second stanza, please. Here all afternoon or into the night to see some precious soul born again. Let's ask Brother Lennon to come up and lead us in prayer in just a little bit. Don't forget our services tonight. We'd like to see many of you or all of you here this evening. I hope, is Tom going to get back? Tom and Fred and one or two of the others are going to sing two songs just before the message this evening. We're going to speak tonight on what to do with burdens. What to do with burdens. Brother Lennon, you come and lead us in closing prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Lord's Day, and we thank you for everyone here this morning, Lord. We just thank you for this message that we've heard. We just thank you for Brother James, Lord, as he stands before us and as he leads this church. We just pray, Lord, that you would richly bless him and his family. We just pray, dear God, that as we leave this building here today, that no one is leaving lost, that everyone here knows he is personal Savior. We just realize, Lord, that you're the only thing in this life that matters. We just pray, dear God, that as we leave here, that you would help us, Lord, as Christians, that we might trust thee more and serve thee better as we live day to day. We just pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
God bless you.